Well, could Australia be on the cusp of negative interest rates to sandbag the economy against a deep recession? One of the nation's top market economists, Westpac's Bill Evans, is urging the Reserve Bank to at least consider taking the official rate below zero in the months ahead to encourage nervous businesses to spend their money rather than lock it away. Peter Ryan is the ABC's senior business correspondent. We spoke earlier. Afternoon, Peter. Can you just explain to us negative interest rates and how they work in a crisis like the one we're facing at the moment?
Well, good afternoon, Tom. Even though interest rates are at record lows, banks are still paying interest on deposits, especially to big investors. But with negative rates, depositors have to pay the banks to look after their money. So that's an incentive for investors to seek a better return by pumping money into the economy to keep the wheels of the financial system turning. The European Central Bank has been using negative rates well before COVID-19, and also with rates close to zero anyway and a very big economic hole, the US Federal Reserve might also be tempted to go negative. Here in Australia, the Reserve Bank Governor, Dr. Philip Lowe, has repeatedly said that negative rates are highly unlikely. There'll be no action at today's RBA board meeting or even in the months ahead, but Westpac's chief economist Bill Evans says the policy at least needs to be on the radar to insulate the economy from stormy times ahead.
I think in the current environment, people understand that things aren't that great. But the big advantage of going negative is, one, corporates would think twice about hoarding cash because they'd be getting a negative return on that, but they'd be able to borrow at negative rates, which should encourage investment in the economy. And the second big advantage would be around the currency. And so we would get a quite significant competitive stimulus from negative rates.
But of course, the Reserve Bank would be very, very wary about going negative with interest rates because of the dire message that would send about the true state of the economy.
Undoubtedly, that is the risk of going negative. I think people have criticised negative rates because, hey, look at Europe and Japan. They're still negative. That didn't solve any problems. So you always have to think about the counterexample. Where would they have been without that? But for sure, the risk is around that confidence effect.
So no negative rates now, but perhaps in October after we see JobKeeper being pulled back and we really see the impact of six-month loan deferrals ending from the big banks.
Peter, I think that there's so much uncertainty at the moment that I think they need to keep a policy like that under consideration. And when we see the nature of the unwind of JobKeeper, negative rates would certainly provide a significant stimulus to our competitiveness with regard to the Aussie dollar.
Westpac's chief economist Bill Evans and Peter Ryan reporting there.